Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Wednesday, May 18th. We're talking about President Biden's message to the nation about white supremacy that's fueling mass shootings, just as the FBI started investigating yet another hate crime. Also, what lawmakers learned about UFO sightings during their first public hearing on the subject in decades. Plus, another COVID-19 shot available for kids, a new checkout system that lets you pay with a smile, and how the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is making history again with the mom of a familiar name. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, people around Buffalo, New York are finding some strength in community as they work to recover from a racist attack. A memorial concert and vigil was held last night next to the supermarket where 13 people were shot and 10 killed over the weekend. It's the same place where earlier in the day, President Biden showed up to pay his respects. Biden also gave a speech about the attack in Buffalo and the racist conspiracy theories that are thought to be behind it. He read the names of everyone who died in that massacre and shared their stories, then declared that, quote, evil will not win and hate will not prevail. The president called white supremacy a poison and said it's time for people of all races to speak up and reject it. He pointed out that America's diversity is its strength and promised to expose those who promote hateful ideologies. But President Biden did not make any specific policy announcements. Meanwhile, more details are coming out about another racist shooting, this one in Dallas, Texas. A man was arrested for shooting three women of Korean descent at a nail salon. And now police say the attack is being investigated as a hate crime. Investigators say the suspect was involved in a car crash with an Asian man several years ago, and ever since, he's apparently been suffering panic attacks and delusions when he's around anyone of Asian descent. They think that's what motivated this most recent shooting, so he's facing charges. Investigators are also looking into whether he may have been involved in two other shootings targeting Asian businesses over the last couple of months. For the first time in half a century, Congress held a public hearing about UFOs, unidentified flying objects, although they're now called UAPs, short for Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. Top Pentagon officials told lawmakers they're potential national security threats, though they're not exactly sure, and more investigation is needed. But they did testify under oath that the government had not collected materials from any alien landing on Earth, debunking one popular theory. The defense officials also released videos of UFOs. One was the view from the cockpit of a military fighter jet. It showed a split-second flash of a sphere-shaped object speeding by. Analysts have apparently been unable to explain what that object was. Two other clips showed a floating green triangle moving through the sky. Those two videos were captured in different places and different times. The Pentagon is now creating a new task force to examine UFO reports in hopes they can be better and more quickly identified. Officials say, quote, we'll go wherever the data takes us. Kids as young as 5 years old can start signing up to get their COVID-19 booster shot. This week, the FDA authorized the first COVID booster for children ages 5 to 11. So any children who got their second dose of the vaccine at least 5 months ago are now eligible to get a third shot of the Pfizer vaccine. The FDA made the call after reviewing a study from Pfizer that found the third shot is safe and can raise kids' antibodies against the Omicron variant of COVID-19 by 36 times. Until now, only kids 12 and older were eligible for a booster. It's not clear how much demand there will be for the younger age group, though. So far, fewer than a third of American kids ages 5 to 11 are fully vaccinated with the original two doses. But many doctors and parents say it's important to give kids as much protection as possible, especially as the number of people catching COVID-19 is rising again. Others are skeptical, though, saying two doses are enough to give kids strong protection against the most serious cases. CDC advisors are set to meet about the booster tomorrow to decide whether to recommend it or not. The number of kids enrolled in public schools is dropping in some parts of the country. New data shows America's public schools overall have lost at least 1.2 million students since 2020. In the country's largest public school system in New York City, enrollment fell by 9.5% over 2 years. And while the pandemic accelerated already falling enrollment, the numbers have not rebounded, at least for those schools that stayed remote longer. In other words, districts that went back to in-person last year were far more likely to see enrollment numbers go back up this year than those that continued to hold virtual classes. The reasons for this aren't completely clear yet, but some experts point to two things likely happening. Some parents were so fed up with remote classes or mask mandates that they decided to homeschool or choose private schools instead. Others, likely some of the most vulnerable students, dropped out and just aren't going to school anymore at all. This has a big effect on the schools themselves as well. State and federal funding for schools is tied to enrollment, so school districts losing students are also losing money. And therefore, some are having to make cuts, combine classrooms, or shut down completely. On the flip side, some states where schools stayed in person most of the time, like in Florida, are seeing enrollment actually grow. Though experts also point to families moving to more affordable areas, especially with more companies offering remote work, as another reason student enrollment has shifted around the country. More news is coming up, but first, this podcast is sponsored by Pampers. Any other parents out there ever feel a bit overwhelmed by all the things we have to think about and do? I hope I can help take one thing off your plate by letting you know about Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit diapers. I started using these diapers in recent months after my baby Dax got a little older and more active, and suddenly we needed something that would really move with him and not gap in the back. Well, Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit diapers are Pampers' best fit and protection for an active baby. Unlike regular taped diapers, the 360 gap-free fit stretches around my baby's waist, which means he no longer has that gap on the back of the diaper as he crouches down. Instead, Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit diapers keep my baby comfy and dry, which means I am cleaning up fewer messes. Plus, Cruisers 360 Fit locks wetness away from skin for up to 12 hours and is hypoallergenic. So I've noticed fewer rashes on my baby's skin around the diaper, and all in all, we're both happier. Buy in-store and download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diapers and wipes purchase. It looks like Americans are still pumping money into the U.S. economy. The latest data from the Commerce Department shows retail sales were up almost 1% last month as compared to the month before, and that marked the fourth straight month of higher retail spending. So where exactly are Americans spending their money? Well, the data shows more cash is going into restaurants and bars. People are also spending more on furniture, clothing, vehicles, and electronics. Economists say this is a great sign for the American economy, that customers are not deterred even by the highest inflation in four decades and uncertainty from the war in Ukraine. Even more good economic news? Another new report shows production at factories accelerated last month. April also marked the 12th straight month with solid job gains. Still, some of these positive trends could start to slow later this year as the Federal Reserve is set to keep hiking interest rates. The company behind Gerber is rushing baby formula from overseas into the U.S. to help ease the nationwide shortage here. Nestle owns Gerber and told Reuters it'll be ramping up production and flying extra baby formula from Switzerland and the Netherlands into the U.S. ASAP. It comes as the federal government is relaxing some rules for formula overseas because of the shortage. Nestle says it's prioritizing two of its brands because they're for babies with a cow's milk allergy and serve a critical medical purpose. Remember, the formula shortage in the U.S. started with supply chain issues, but got much worse because of recalls and a manufacturing plant shutdown. The manufacturer, Abbott, said this week it's working with the FDA to get its closed facility back open in a couple of weeks. MasterCard wants you to be able to pay for things in stores with just a smile or a wave. The company launched a new program that lets retailers offer payment methods using biometric data. So instead of swiping your card, you could use facial recognition or fingerprint scanning when you show the palm of your hand. Of course, privacy advocates are not so sure about this. They've been concerned about companies using biometric data for a while now. But MasterCard says all the data customers provide is encrypted and protected. The program is already live in 5 grocery stores in Brazil. MasterCard plans to roll it out to more places around the world, including here in the U.S., later this year. A bunch of new features are coming for all kinds of Apple products, like iPhones, iPads, Apple Watches, and iMacs. Apple says all the new tools will help people with disabilities. One of them is called Door Detection. Apple says it can help users who struggle with vision find a door when they arrive at a new place. It will tell them how far they are from the door, tell them if it's opened or closed, and if it's closed, it will let them know whether you open it by turning a knob, pulling a handle, or pushing. A live captions tool will also be coming, so people who are hard of hearing will be able to read audio content in real time. It should work on FaceTime calls, any streaming media content, social media apps, and even conversations people have with someone right next to them. And that's just to name a couple of features out of the 9 that were just announced. Elon is not the only Musk making headlines these days. His mother, May Musk, is now making history as the oldest model to ever be featured on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. At 74 years old, May Musk was photographed in Belize wearing a variety of swimsuits. This isn't anything new for her, since she's been modeling for 50 years. But this shoot was extra special. In an interview Sports Illustrated released, Musk said, quote, "I'm very excited to let people know that women in their 70s are gorgeous." She's actually one of the 4 cover stars for different versions of this year's swimsuit issue. The others are reality star and businesswoman Kim Kardashian, singer Ciara, and musician and fashion entrepreneur Yumi Niu. They come out on newsstands tomorrow. And that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, another message from our sponsor, Pampers. So I want to mention a couple more things about my favorite diapers for my baby Dax, the Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit. I already mentioned how comfortable they are for him and that they help us avoid that annoying gap in the back of his diaper and that they lock away wetness from skin for up to 12 hours. Well, they also help me avoid a wrestling match at the changing table. Yep, forget securing diaper tape between kicks and screams. You know what I'm talking about. Because Cruisers 360 Fit diapers are quick and easy to pull on your little one. I actually like to let Dax stand up while I pull them up the rest of the way, and he's so much happier that way. And taking these diapers off is even easier with the appropriately named Easy Tear sides. You literally just rip them off at the sides. There's even an attached disposable tape that makes it easy to rip, wrap, and roll the diaper before you throw it away. So buy the Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit diapers in-store and download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diapers and wipes purchase. Now back to Work Wednesday. Business travel seems to be making a comeback, slowly. In the last couple of months, industry trade groups and hotel companies say they've been seeing big upswings in small business meetings, as well as larger trade conventions and trade shows. The major U.S. airlines also say they've seen a jump in business travel bookings. But things haven't exactly gone back to the way they were before the pandemic started. As the New York Times points out, some employers are still setting limits on travel. In other cases, COVID-19 restrictions keep visitors from going to the offices of people they want to see. And of course, international business travel is still really lagging, since many business hubs like China and Japan are still dealing with outbreaks and strict restrictions. Even within the U.S., though, the business travel rebound sort of depends on the destination. Like in Las Vegas, there are actually more trade shows and events scheduled this year than in 2019. But in New York City, business travel is not expected to top 2019 levels until 2025. Speaking of travel, we're talking with the Points Guy on this Saturday's episode. We discuss everything from the best deals on flights and hotels to the best travel credit cards to the best way to test for COVID if it's required before your flight. So make sure you check out this weekend's special edition Saturday episode coming out in just a few days. Well, thank you so much for joining us as part of your routine and for sharing the show with your friends, family, and coworkers. We will catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.